More than 40,000 years ago, giant kangaroos roamed across Australia. Scientists have managed to extract DNA from the ancient animal's remains. It's to help work out how giant roos relate to modern-day kangaroos and wallabies. Natalie Whiting spoke to team leader Dr. Bastien Lamas from the University of Adelaide.
DNA doesn't survive very well with time, especially in Australia where we don't have permafrost, so the soil has not been frozen for a long time. So the problem is DNA is going to degrade really quickly. So for us, we're left with like very small pieces of degraded DNA. Game is really to try and piece them together and reconstruct what we can.
The specimens you were working from, I understand they were found in a cave in Tasmania. Has that helped in terms of being able to get that DNA?
Yeah, to have fresh material that we have sampled ourselves from a cave where the temperature is pretty stable, humidity is also pretty stable, that helped a lot.
Yeah, in terms of extracting this DNA, what's been the benefit? What have you been able to work out from it?
There was a lot of questions about the relationships of the protemnodon, so this giant wallaby, and the Cymostenurus, which is the giant short-faced kangaroos. And there was a lot of questions about their affinities to the modern living kangaroos and alike. And morphologists for a long time have been debated about where to place those extinct guys. Are they part of the modern diversity or are they another lineage on their own? There was quite a few questions still. And fortunately, with DNA, we had enough information to tell apart, you know, if it was a modern kangaroo or a bit different or where it was in the tree.
And where does it lie? Do they have descendants that are still alive or were they their own lineage?
The interesting bit is that what we find is that it's a lineage on their own. They didn't leave any descendants. They really got extinct 40,000 years ago. Tim Flannery and Gavin Prideaux. So Tim Flannery, I think most people know him. Gavin Prideaux is very famous paleontologist as well. The two of them have been debated during the past 20 years, I'd say, about where to put the Stenuran kangaroos. Did they leave a descendant that is the banded hair wallaby that we can find only off the coast of Western Australia today, and that is the last species of a surviving lineage, or the Stenuran kangaroos are not related to the banded hair wallaby, and in that case we lost a complete lineage and then we have only one species surviving the banded hair wallaby. Turns out that apparently the genetic data is telling us that the Stenuran are not related specifically to the banded hair wallaby. So we'd have this marsupial living off the coast of Western Australia that is really the last survivor of a long living lineage, and Stenurines have disappeared.
Dr. Bastien Lamas speaking to Natalie Whiting.